The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Markin, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara from Yudalad is a sigur of Achrayis, the Torah Sefer, which means that the Gemara brings two cases where there's a din of achrayis. When someone lends money, they want that all the loivis, the borrowers, the chasim, all this property or assets, should be literally responsible to make sure that his money gets returned, which means basically he puts a lien on all the nechasim. The Gemara says a shtar that doesn't have achrayis. Do we assume achrayis to a sofer? That Avada there is supposed to be Achrayis, just the Sefer did not write Achrayis in the Shtar. The other case the Gemara discusses about Achrayis is when somebody buys a property and he wants insurance that if the property is ever taken away from him, which means one of two instances, either it was Nisas Gezula, it's found out that the property was stolen property, and the merchant really did not have the ability to sell it, or the property belonged to the merchant, but the merchant himself was a loivit, and he had borrowed money from somebody, and these properties were meshubid to be used to pay up that loiv. So even though it was now sold, and it's not on the rishus of the loiv anymore, but the halach is the malve comes to the rishus of the lukuches, and the malve is goyve the nechasim. He collects his choyv, his loan, from these properties, which means basically that there was a lien on those nechasim. Now the Gemara again discusses that when one buys a property, do we assume that he wanted a chayis, which means that the moicher, the one that sells it to him, guarantees him that if these nechasim, this property, this solder, this field, is ever taken away because of an outstanding chayv, he will reimburse the lekeach, right, what he paid for this property. And he himself makes a shib nechasim to the lekeach that all his nechasim are meshubed for this achrayis. And in the event that the property is taken away from the lekeach will get his money back. That pashtus, you would understand, is that besides selling him the karka, he's also making on himself a nuchi of achrayis. That the meicher is selling the field, plus he's making an insurance, giving an insurance policy. That in the event that the karka is taken away, he's insuring the money. The demand mekech, the money that the lekech paid. Now, let's say bizmat hazeh. Now, normally when someone buys a property, what they do is they make a title search, and they take out title insurance. And normally, which especially today with computers, it's definitely a rarity, but it does happen. In the event that there is a lien against the property. So the title insurance company will pay the loss of the one that bought the property. So the question arises is, do we say in such an instance, do we say this klal of achrayis tayseifer, which means the Gemara Nemzon, that we do say even by mekel chamemke achrayis tayseifer, that when someone buys something, that the understanding was that there will be an acceptance or an assumption of responsibility in case there is a loss to the lekech due to something which happened from the reshus of the meicher because of the seller's circumstances, and there is an achrayis given. That is what we passed in. The question is, let's say bezman hazeh, that there is a title search and there's an entitlement insurance, do we say that the lekech is actually relying on the meicher, is actually relying on the meicher that in the event that the property is taken away from him, that the meicher will have to reimburse him his money, or he completely relies on the insurance company? Right, let's say in the extreme circumstance that the title insurance company would go bankrupt and he cannot collect his insurance. Do we say that a person who never thought that such a thing would happen? And never thought it wasn't also oyla b'dayta that enter his mind that the insurance company would go bankrupt. And therefore he never relied on the meicher to be able to collect this achrayis. And therefore we won't say in such a circumstance Achrayas Tayseferu. So the truth is that there is Chiddush in the Sugya from the Brisker Rav, and he is medayik very strongly in the Rambam, but he says like this, that the normal understanding that we explained before, that the Indian of Achrayas is a newest chayvitz that the Meicher makes to the Lekeach, in the event that the property is taken, there's a loss of property. Skrov says that that's not the way it works. The Indian of Achrayis is really just the opposite. He is medayik in the Rambam that when somebody sells something, and so we would all understand that in the event that it's found that this property that was sold is stolen property, so Vada, then you say there was no seller or there was no Mekach. It did not belong to the seller. He sold you, as they say, the Brooklyn Bridge. It never belonged to him. He had no ability to sell it. And Vada, the money that you gave him for the sale definitely goes back to the buyer. Because there was no sale. The sale was null and void from L'chadchila originally. There was never a sale. Therefore he gets his money back. That definitely does not need a special Kabbalah Sachrayis. At the special insurance policy given by the seller. What about in a case where the sale was a good sale? It did belong to him. Just later on, he had an outstanding debt, and the collection agency came and they collected the property which had a lien on it. So the Beskrov explains the Medayik in Rashi, with the Ksesa Choshen really goes like this. That when someone has property that's meshubid, his ma'abal for his chayvis, in truth, that property cannot be sold. That property is considered any b'shusay. He has no ability to sell it. This, that he could sell it in the event that his debts are paid up with other assets, either he pays money, or there's a different property that's used, right, as the way to pay up that chayv. Then the sale was made, right, the way the Ksesa Choshen learned, the sale was made, right, for when this time comes that he will be able to sell it, that's when he's selling it, right? And it's not a davar shabala, it's not something which is, right, which is considered something which, lahalach, you cannot sell because you do not own. Because since it's biyad, he has always the ability to redeem the lien on this property, therefore he can sell it for when actually it happens that the lien is redeemed. But Kol's man, there's still a shibud on the Nechasim, then we say that the property is Eine Beshusa. And really, you cannot sell it. So the Scruff explains, therefore, this that the money goes back, this the Mech has to return the money to the Lekeach, is really Mikra Adin. Because again, we say that the sale was not a sale, even though it actually did belong to him, but since it was Eire B'Shusay, was not considered in his hands, was not considered he had full ownership on it to the extent that he's able to sell it, because somebody else has the ability to take it away from him. So therefore, his Mekach was not a Mekach. The Mekach was not Chal. This that there will be a Mekach in the event that the property actually remains his because the debt is paid up a different way, so then that will be chal mekach And the Mekach will be for that time, for that point in time, when the lien actually goes off on the property. So therefore, it should come out to be Nachimina, that even if we say that a person bought it, and we could say he did not have das, that the Mecher should give him that achrayas, because he relied on the achrayas from a third party. He relied on the achrayas from a title insurance company. They expected them to reimburse the loss. But you cannot say that he bought the karka with the intention of only having it or taking the risk of having it for the time that maybe, for the time being until it will get collected. So therefore, if the sale that he made is really asked to buy the karka lo'olam va'ed, so then if it was taken away from him, avada the money that was given for that sale, again, this Mekach was bottom Eikar. The Mekach became null and void, because he never had the ability to make such a sale, because it was Eini B'shusa. So therefore, he will get his money back. Masha'ekin, if you learn that Achrayis Kubi is a special, is a new Chiv, a new responsibility that the Mekach accepts upon himself, so then you could, it's possible to say that since he never expected that he's going to need the achrayis of the meicher, because he relied on the achrayis of, let's say, the insurance company. So therefore, in the event that the insurance company will not pay him, you cannot say that he, his das was, that should be a schayvis from the meicher to pay him back. Now, the truth is that there might be issue of mekachtos, that, which is different than what we're saying, that there was no mekach at all, because of the enebi shusai. It could be the sale was a sale, but since it was obvious from the fact that he made a title search that he thought he was buying something, that there was no lien against it, so that we began the Mekachtois, but then you could run into, you know, if you want to come because of Mekachtois, it could be other issues involved that might affect the union of the Mekachtois, but that would be a sugya, you know, if they ask me to learn up if there is an union of Mekachtois. A different question, the same vein, would be if, let's say the insurance company did not go bankrupt. But is the meicher now, yeah, really have to know maybe the insurance laws over here, that the insurance only pays if the meicher is not there to give the money back. There could be such a possibility. So then really the shayla might not be a shayla. But maybe he could take her both. Maybe he could take for the insurance company the insurance. And then later on, let's say the meicher is not around, he doesn't have money, so the insurance company is going to pay. Do we still say that the meicher owes him the money? The meicher stole his money. The meicher took his money. He didn't sell him anything. Just because the insurance paid doesn't mean he's allowed to take his money. So it could be the lekeach would be able to still collect from the meicher. Might have to reimburse the insurance company, but that would be, again, a separate issue. But the state of the shayla is, do we say that the money that was given originally for this sale, that Demei HaMekach was never chal as Demei HaMekach because the Meicher never ever made a Mekach? Or do we say that Avada the Mekach is a Mekach, but there's a special Chi of Achrayis that the Meicher accepts upon himself? In this shayla, there might be an afkamina if we say that when the Meicher pays the Lekech, does he pay the money, original money that he gave him? Or does he have to pay to him the value of the karka, how much it's worth, when it was taken away? Because if Achrayis is just the fact that he has to give back the original Demei HaMekach because there was no Mekach, that's clear that you only have to give that amount of money. But if it's a special responsibility, special Achrayis, it's possible that maybe it would depend on the time, how much it's worth at the time the karka is taken away from.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.